Instantly, I was dizzy to where I couldn't stand up. Instantly, I felt like I was going insane completely. Instantly, I felt like I was going to die within this 60 seconds, physically. The pain was so intense and sudden, it was unbearable. The explosion was too painful. Plus, I didn't know you could explode, so it was too disorienting. So the pain was such, I lived on an apartment on the second floor, and I had these beautiful bay windows. The pain was such that I thought, if I jump out the window right now and kill myself, I don't have to go through one more second of this. Not one more second. Or I can wait and see if it gets worse, gets better, or whatever. But I have an intense will to live. And I didn't choose the suicide, as you probably guessed. And the next 2 years, as some of you have heard me say, were hell on wheels. There were times I was completely disabled. I couldn't feed myself, couldn't walk, couldn't talk. It was not an easy time. I don't wish mystical experiences on anyone. Many people get into spiritual life or participate in spiritual circles or are on a spiritual search or a spiritual path, are really seeking spiritual experiences, kind of the bells and the whistles. They want special mystical events so that they can feel like something real is happening. I don't wish these experiences on my worst enemy. Pray to God you never have these experiences if you never have. And absolutely don't desire them. I hear people talk about these wonderful bliss experiences. I've certainly had those. But you don't want these other ones. I certainly don't. I'm very glad that I don't get them much since. So if you really relax so totally that not one fiber of you is in any kind of anticipation, any kind of tension, any kind of wanting, any kind of waiting, if you relax to that degree, it's guaranteed that some kind of spiritual opening, some kind of explosion, some kind of pouring in of the unknown just, boom, happens. It's a foolproof method. Utter relaxation is a foolproof method, and this is why it's so very often the base of different spiritual or yogic methods. Just relaxing. And even just in the most mundane, prosaic sense, the more you relax, the more aware you'll become, and the more spiritually sensitive you'll become. But if you relax 100% ever, for any reason, it's like the law of gravity. It's not like some mystical thing happens and you don't know why. It's lawful. It's just like the law of gravity. It's the law of utter relaxation. You relax utterly, and a spiritual opening is inevitable. Hopefully, if that ever happens for you, you don't kill yourself. Luckily, not knowing anything about these things and not being very smart at the time, luckily I didn't do the wrong thing. But I came awful close. There's a hair's breadth difference, I think. Could have very easily gone the other way. So everything works more or less this way, as part of a ordered lawful pattern that if you do A, B will happen. If B happens, C is sure to come.